twice or thrice had I loved thee before I knew thy face or name. So in a voice, so in a shapeless flame, angels affect us oft and worship be. Still when to where thou wert I came, some lovely glorious nothing did I see. But since my soul, whose child love is, takes limbs of flesh and else could nothing do, more subtle than the parent is, love must not be, but take a body too. And therefore what thou wert and who I bid love ask, and now that it assumed thy body, I allow and fix itself in thy lip, eye, and brow. Whilst thus to ballast love I thought, and so more steadily to have gone, with wares which would sink admiration, I saw I had love's pinnace overfraught. Thy every hair for love to work upon is much too much, some fitter must be sought. For nor in nothing, nor in things extreme and scattering bright, can love in here, then as an angel face and wings of air, not pure is it, yet pure doth wear. So thy love may be my love's sphere. Just such disparity as is twixt heirs and angels' purity, twixt women's love and men's will ever be. Twixt women's love and men's will ever be.